Page 10 in the Chumash, let's go. We didn't learn for a few weeks, but we're starting Pasuk Hey. Okay, Pasuk Dalet said, basically, this is the way Hashem created heaven and earth. Like we said over here, heaven is first and then earth. Not like it said a little bit earlier. Or like it says at the end of this Pasuk, added to Shemayim. And we also said, Behi Baram, there's a little hey, to tell us that God created the world with a letter hey. Yud, we say, we say in davening, a pasuk that says, Ki biyah Hashem tzur elamim. With the Yud K, God formed the worlds. So the Gemara says, with Yud, the letter Yud, and hey, God created the worlds. Which worlds? This world God created with a hey. And the world to come, Yud, Olam Haba, Hashem created with the Yud. So that's what it also says, Behi Bottom, with a little hey, meaning how did Hashem create the world? With the hey, the letter hey. It sticks out that it's the little hey. And in addition to that, the word Behi Bottom is the same letters as Avraham, meaning Hashem created the world in the merit of Avraham Avinu. Okay? So this is where we're up to now, Pasuk Hey. V'chol siyach asada, and here's a different interpretation of what it means. Most mefarshim say, like it says here in the English, v'chol siyach asada, all the trees, terem yeh ba'aretz, but not yet on the earth, v'chol eitz of asada, terem yitzmach, and all the herbs of the field did not yet sprout out. And I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Why? Because God did not make it rain yet. For Adam ayin, and there was no person, lavei the sadama, to work the ground. So this is a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, trees didn't sprout, vegetation didn't sprout, and there was no rain, because there was no person to work the land. So why should Hashem make rain? Now, even though, the Mefarshim all asked the question, Rashi included, even though that vegetation was brought out on the third day of creation. The earth should sprout vegetation. So what it means over here on the sixth day, because now the Torah is discussing the great length. The Torah is now not in chronological order. The Torah now is discussing the creation of man, of Adam, what happened. So it says, on the sixth day, so what happened to be on the third day, Tuesday, and the sixth day, when Hashem said, let the earth sprout out vegetation, it didn't come above the earth. It sprouted out until the surface of the earth, but it didn't come out yet. Not trees, as the pasuk says, and not vegetation. So on the Tuesday, when Hashem said, Tachi ha'aretz desha, ve'eitz eisapri, it did not come above the earth yet. On the sixth day, Hashem is saying, now it came out into the open. Vegetation came out, trees came out. But that's what it means, v'chol siyach asada terem yitzmach. Now, the simple meaning of the verse, according to the Ramban, okay, the Ramban differs with this interpretation of Rashi and other commentaries, and the Ramban says, no, everything sprouted out earlier, on Tuesday. But, what does it mean? Nothing was cultivated yet. Nothing was pruned, nothing was taken care of yet, because there was no man. But according to the Ramban, everything came out the first day, on Tuesday. But the Torah tells now, there's no one to plan for the future, to plant, because man wasn't existing yet. So now Hashem is telling us how he created Adam on that day. Okay, so it says like this. But another interesting thing, it says like this, Ki lo himtir Hashem elokim al ha'aretz. God didn't cause rain. Now it's interesting, rain has two names in Lashon Kodesh. Geshem, okay, rain is geshem, and matar is rain. What's the difference in Lashon Kodesh, in Torah, not in Ivrit, But in Teira Lashon, what's the difference between Matar and Geshem? So the commentators explain interestingly, Geshem is the physical phenomenon of rain. Matar is rain that God gives. And therefore the pasuk says here, Kilayhim tir Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim didn't give rain yet. That comes, so to speak, not the physical phenomenon of, you know, rain growing. He says like this. This is what the Malbim explains. There's a natural rain that comes down because the vapor, like if you learn science, right? The puzzle is going to teach you science anyway. The vapor goes up from the earth, becomes clouds, and then the clouds give rain. That's called Geshem. Matar, on the other hand, is a rain which is gift of divine providence. Matar is a gift from Hashem. It's not coming necessarily from the earth. What's interesting though, what do we say in Shema? Valiya Matar. Right? In other words, it says that the Jews misbehave. Im Shemoya Tishmu. In Shema we say, right? If you listen, V'nasati Mitar Arzachem. I'll give the rain of Arzachem. And if not, V'ashmaim lo yiyah matar. There won't be rain. That's matar that God is giving us as a gift. So therefore, the pasuk says, if you behave, you get rain. If you don't behave, you don't get rain. That matar. Okay? Now, otherwise you have natural geshem, which is a physical rain that comes. So here the pasuk is saying, because there was no Adam, Lavedes Adama, there was no Avoida yet of a person, so therefore there was no gift from Hashem because there was no Avoida. But other Mefarshim say also very simply, interestingly, from this pasuk you see, this is what the Mefarshim explain, that it says that Hashem didn't make rain because a person wasn't there yet to work the land. Which means the pasuk is teaching us, rain comes because of people, not because of the earth. Because the earth existed before. But before, because there was no rain, no person, Hashem said, I'm not making rain. What?
But until the Avera, nobody was ever supposed to work the land. It was by the
sun. No, because even, I'm sorry, we're going to get later a different level of type of Aveda. Vayinicheo b'gan Eden, before the sin, Hashem put him in Gan Eden, lo'avdo l'shamra. This Aveda, and I'm going to explain in a second what it means. You know, from one side, we always speak about creation of the world, which was not on Rosh Hashanah. Creation of the world happened Chafei Elul. Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation. That's called Yom Bara Adam Rishon, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yet in Rosh Hashanah davening, we say the pasuk in Tehillim, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha. Today is the day of beginning. So the question is not the first day of creation. The world was created already 6 days before. Right? So what does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of creation? What it means is that because that's the purpose of world was that people should do avodah, that people should work. That's why Hashem created the world. So therefore, the real avodah really began in Matan Torah. But to a certain extent, it began on the sixth day of creation when Adam Rishon was created. And therefore, the pasuk says, why didn't God bring rain? Because of Adam Ayin, there was no person. Lavod. But again, what does lavod mean? Lavod means to work. Okay? But it could have said, the person wasn't there to work, to plant the field. Eved, avoda, again means, as we learned many times, the root of avod, ayin beis dalid, is the same root as the word ma'abed, with an ayin, which means to tan hides. Ma'abed, which was one of the things forbidden on Shabbos, is to tan hides. Laved es adama, and this was later when we'll learn, not today, but when Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden l'avdo l'shamro, avod, we learned this many times. Avoda, ma'abed means What's tanning the hide? You take a hide, the skin off an animal, it's not usable. It's filthy, it's full of hair, you just can't use it. You want to make hide into leather, parchment, or whatever you want to do with it. It has to be tanned. Now today they do it with big machineries. Okay? But in the old times they did it also the same way with big heavy combs. And they took this thick, coarse, useless piece of hide. And they worked it over and worked it over and they refined it that it became usable. Parchment, leather, whatever it may be. When it says, Adam ayin lavaid es adama, there was no person yet to refine the world. The purpose of a human being, all human beings, and Jews in their Torah and mitzvahs, is to make the world refined from the coarse jungle that the world is, to make it refined. So it says, Hashem didn't give rain, Hashem didn't give the brach of rain, because the world was not refined yet. Va'adam ayin, there was no person yet, laved es adama, to refine the world, that Hashem should want to make it rain. So therefore, there was no rain. Okay, so that's what it means. Va'adam ayin, laved es adama. Okay? What?
So, can you also say that to a certain extent about other things also, like the sun, even, that there wasn't people to benefit from the warmth of the sun, or the stars even to guide you at night?
Yeah, but the purpose, well, everything Hashem created in the world was for the ultimate purpose of mankind. That's why mankind was left last. You know, you build the palace and then when everything's done, you bring the king in. But rain especially is only a blessing if the person works the land. If the person doesn't work the land, rain is worthless. We said many times the story that somebody once came to the Tzemach Tzedek and he gave him a bracha and the bracha didn't happen. The blessing wasn't fulfilled. So he came back and he said, how come you gave me a blessing but it didn't work? So the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, for a farmer, the greatest blessing is rain. But rain is only a blessing when he plants the field. When he plows, he cultivates the land, and he plants a seed, then rain is a blessing. But if just rain, and you didn't work the land, it's not a blessing. If anything, you can flood. It's a curse, right? Rain is something that's only useful if a person cultivates the land. The sun and the moon were useful whether other magician was there or not. Other magician doesn't make the sun work or the moon work. But rain, the blessing of rain is when it makes things grow. Okay, so he says now in Pasuk Vav, Ve'ed yalem min aretz, a mist descended from the earth. And in other words, like this. Remember we're going to learn now. Adam was called Adam because he came from the Adama, from the earth. We'll soon learn the story, but God took earth from different parts of the world, took dirt, mud, from different parts of the world to create Adam Rishon. Now, everybody knows dirt that's not wet, you can't, like it's sand castle, you can only build when the sand is wet. You can't take dry sand and build a castle. The sand has to be wet. The only, kaviyachol, so to speak, the only way Hashem was able to make Adam Rishon was when the earth was wet. So he said, what happened over here? The Torah is now going into how Hashem created Adam and Chava. So he said there was no rain, okay, so nothing sprouted yet. Now a mist came out from the earth, and Vihishka is called Pneho Adama. And it watered the surface of the soil. Pneho Adama means this face, the top. Rain goes deeper in the ground. This mist was just to get the earth wet, that Hashem should take the earth now and mold it into Adam Rishon. And therefore it says like this, Ve'ed yalem min aretz, this mist ascended from the earth, Ve'hishkas kol pneho Adama, it watered the entire earth. Now, it says like this. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim. Okay? Hashem formed. Now, it's interesting. Before in Chumash, later on in the Chumash, Pasuk Yutes, it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim, God formed animals. By a person, it's the same word, Vayitzer, but it has two yuds. Vayitzer is here with two yuds. Only by people does it say Hashem formed them with two yuds. By animals, it says the same word, Vayitzer, formed with one yud. So commentaries explain what's the difference. So Rashi says that man was created twice. Once for this world, and once for the resurrection of the dead. So when Hashem created Adam and Eve now, mankind, He created them for this world, and when they get up from the dead. That's one interpretation. Another thing the Medrash says like this. Why does it say two yuds by Vayetzer of Adam? It means Adam and Chava. Interestingly, God created man good and bad inclinations. So Vayetzer, Hashem gave us two Yetzers. Yetzer Tev and Yetzer Hadas. So it says two yuds to teach us Hashem made us good and bad inclinations. And another interpretation, interestingly, is we are the only creation, we're going to soon see this more details, we're the only creation that's composed of heaven and earth. Most things are earthly. The body is earthly. But we also have a soul, which is godly, which is heavenly. So the only creature that has a body and a neshama, we'll soon see the difference between nefesh and neshama, is the human being. So therefore, when it comes to creation of Adam, the Torah says, Vayitzer, double expression, two yuds, for all these reasons. Number one, for this world and the world to come. Secondly, Adam and Chava, good and bad, and heaven and earth. Okay, so now it says like this. What did he make him? Afar minu Adam. He made him from the dust of the ground. Now, the Mefarshim explain, a person is composed of a lot of things besides dirt. You know, it's interesting. There's four major creations in the world. Inanimate, plant, animal, and human. Right? Daimon Tzemeach Chai Medaber. A person, in a person, is all four major things. We have water. We have plant, which is, water is inanimate. We have plant is the hair that we have. And then we have the animal part of us, and then we have the human part of us. So it says like this, Hashem took Ofer Mino Adama. Okay? So Rashi here says, the Medrash says a little different, not contradiction. Rashi says, God took Ofer Mino Adama. God took to create man, earth, from all four corners of the world. From all four corners of the world. Why? That wherever a Jew dies and they'll be buried, the earth will accept it. The earth will accept the body of the person. Because, you know, it's interesting. Yosef, by the hunger years in Egypt, how did Yosef store the food that it didn't rot? All the Egyptians' food rotted. That's what Rashi says. And later on in Chumash, the Egyptians, they also stored food. But they all ran out of food. They came to Yosef. Why? Their food rotted. And Yosef's didn't rot. Why didn't Yosef's rot? Because when Yosef stored the food from all around the place, he stored the food in the dirt of that particular place that it came from. Rashi says it later in Chumash from the Medrash. Yosef stored the food in the earth where it came from. So therefore, it didn't rot. A person, Rashi says, the earth from which man was gathered from four corners of the world, the earth should receive him for burial wherever a person will be. That's what Rashi says. And the Rambam says an interesting thing also, obviously from the Medrash. Besides that, they say another point, that because a person comes from all over the world, you can live in any climate. Certain animals can only live in a certain climate. People can live in any climate. They'll kvetch and complain, but they still can live in any climate. Why? Because we all come from different, we all come from all the climates. God took us from all over the world. But now, there's another interesting thing that Rambam brings down, that the dirt, where did God get the dirt for Adam and Eve's creation? From the Mizbeach. The place where the altar was going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, God took the earth of that altar and made it into Adam Rishon. And the Rambam uses the word in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam uses the word, Mimakim kaparasei nivra. A person was created from the place of his forgiveness. The altar forgave, the sacrifice forgave the Jews for their sins. A person was created from the place of the Mizbeach. Okay? So, God created Adam not only like animals, like the Pasuk is soon going to say, God created animals only from the earth, a person was different. God took earth, and then the Pasuk says like this, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. God blew into Adam Rishon the neshama of life. Vayihi Adam lenefesh chayim, the person became a living thing. Okay, now, what does nefesh chaya mean? It's interesting. Unkle says, "V'yodam nefesh chaya, v'havas ba'odam." The person became l'ruach mimalala, a spirit that talks. You know, miyamalal gvurs Hashem. Malal means to talk. Unkle says, "What does it mean by he odam lenefesh chaya?" That a person was able to speak. Why are we called Daimim Tzemeh Chai Medaber? Why are we called, people are called speakers? Because the unique of a person is that they can speak. Animals have their own language. But to create languages and communicate, you know, the way only a human does, and that's what it means, L'nefesh Chayim. I want to take a few seconds to discuss. It says like this, the Pasuk here, says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, neshama, and then it says, Vayi adam lenefesh chaya. What's the difference between neshama and nefesh? Translated, they both mean soul. Nefesh is a soul, and neshama is a soul. The Arizal writes, that every object in the world, including a stone, a rock, inanimate, has a soul. What does it mean it has a nefesh? It has a power of God keeping it existing. That's the life of the... Remember, we learned, because God created, we learned it many times. God created something from nothing, there has to be a continuous force in it. Therefore, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, forever God, your words are standing in the heaven. The fact that the stone, a stone, exists is because there's a power of God in the stone keeping it existing. The fact that a flower has an existence is because it has a soul of God keeping it in existence. The person has a neshama. That's a completely different level of soul. That's a godly soul. The godly soul is called neshama that a Jew has. Every other existence in the world also has a nefesh. Okay? So what did God do over here? God formed Adam Rishon from the ground. And if you take the Gemara literally, Adam Rishon, the Gemara says, was 100 amos tall, which would be 150 feet tall. Whether it means literally, spiritually, figuratively, that's a whole question that the Rishonim discuss what that means. But the number 100 represents completeness. 100, when the Gemara says it was 100 amos, it's possible, Mepharshim say, It means Adam was created with ultimate completeness. Why was he completeness? He was created from earth, and he's created from God, the neshama that God blew into him. Now, the uniqueness, like we discussed at the beginning when we were learning about God's speech, it doesn't say, when it says, Nasa Adam, when it says about God making man, the verbal utterance of let us make man refers to the body of man, not to the soul of mankind. The soul, it doesn't say God said let there be a soul. Here the Torah says God blew into Adam Rishon Nishmas Chayim. Now obviously, like we learned in the past, God doesn't speak and God doesn't blow. He doesn't have a mouth and he doesn't talk and he doesn't blow and he doesn't do all that. The Torah is speaking in human terms that we should understand a little bit what it means. So the Torah is using terms in our language that we should have a concept of it. So we learned already in the past. What is speech by a person? What is speech? Speech is basically a revelation of something which is hidden. I have an idea, it's hidden by me. I want to reveal it to you, I have to speak it. I have a feeling, I love you, I hate you, whatever, it's hidden, you don't know what I feel. I want to reveal it, I say I love you, I hate you, or whatever it is. Speech, the concept of speech, is revealing something which is hidden. It was hidden, and God spoke means God revealed it. When a person speaks, air comes out of the mouth. A lot of times, hot air comes out of the mouth. But it's air coming from the mouth. But what's the difference between talking and blowing? Blowing air comes out of the mouth, and talking comes out of the mouth. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. You could talk, and never get tired. And you feel it's only external air coming out. When you blow your innards out. Like in Yiddish, the expression, you blow your kishkes out, your stomach out. When you blow, you can't blow very long, because you get tired. Why? Because you're using a much deeper energy within you by blowing than it is by talking. Therefore, it's explained that when Hashem created everything in the world, including the body of a person, it says Hashem spoke. Now Hashem's creating the life of Adam Rishon, the neshama. Hashem says the term God blew. What does it mean God blew? God put a part of himself into Adam Rishon. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, and the Alter Rebbe quotes it in Tanya and elaborates on it, is chelek aloka mimal. The neshama is a part of God. Because when God blew, when it says God blew the neshama into Adam, v'yipach ba'apav, it means God blew his essence into Adam Rishon. So what is the neshama of the person? It's a part of God. Versus the body of a person, or any other creation, which is only an external revelation of God. Another interesting thing over here is, God blew it into the nose. Right? Ve'yipach ba'apav, God blew into his nostril, and the neshama of life. Until Yaakov Avinu, nobody was ever sick. The first one in history to get sick, by the way, it's a long time, 10 generations to Noach, another 10 generations to Avram, right? And 3 generations later. So 23 generations from the beginning of, and they lived long in those days. Yeah? So you're talking about 2,000 years plus, nobody ever got sick. How did a person die? The time came to go. They sneezed. The neshama went out of the nose. God blew it in through the nose, the neshama leaves through the nose. So until Yaakov Avinu, when somebody died, they sneezed, and the neshama came out where it went in, and they died. That's why, you know, when people sneeze, why is it the Jewish custom? You say, bless you, gzuntai, tzigazun, whatever. Why do you say that? Somebody coughs, you don't say, God bless you, you know? Why by sneezing? Because that's the way people used to die. Yaakov Avinu wanted a chance to bless his children, so he wanted to know when he's going to die. So he said, God, give me a sign I'm going to die. So he became sick, and then obviously knew he was going to die. But that's the way people died. No, Avram was the first one to age. The Gemara says, Ad Avram lahaisa zikna. Until Avram, there's no aging. It says, Avram zakin, baba yamin. So Gemara said, what do you mean, Avram zakin? Until Avram, there was no aging. Nobody aged like we do today. Everybody was young. They stayed young. All the beauticians were out of business. All the Botox were out. Everything was out of business. What happened? It says, it's all Avram Avinu's fault, by the way. Avram Avinu looked exactly like Yitzchak. Avram ben Yitzchak, Avram ha'iladis Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram ha'iladis Yitzchak. Because the mockers were saying that Avram and Sarah married so long, they didn't have kids. All of a sudden, she was like, she was with Avimelech. She had a kid. So what did Hashem, so people were mocking, it's not Avram's kid, it's Avimelech's kid. So Hashem made Yitzchak look a spitting image of Avram Avinu. He made him look exactly alike. It got to a point, nobody knew who was Avram and who was Yitzchak. So Avram davened, make me look older. So Avram zakein, Avram became older. There's a story, a guy once came into a house and he saw what looked like a father and a son. They had a similarity. And the old man, there was an old man and there was a young man. And the young man was beating the old man and says, you lazy good for nothing, go work, go work, go work. Why? So it looked like the son was hitting the father. So the guy says to him, I mean, keep it out of him. What are you doing? What are you hitting your father like this? So he looks at him and he says, what? That's my son. I'm the father. The guy that looked young, I'm the father. And he's the son. He said, what are you talking about? So he told him a story. The Baal Shem Tov was once at an inn, and I was cleaning the room, and they saw the Baal Shem Tov slippers were on the floor next to his bed, and I was dusting the room, so I didn't know, should I pick up the slippers and dust underneath it, or leave the slippers as is. So I decided that because the Baal Shem Tov put the slippers down where they were, I'm not going to touch them. So he cleaned around it, and he didn't pick up the slippers. Baal Shem Tov came into the room and asked him, did you pick up the slippers? He said, no. So the Baal Shem Tov gave him a bracha that he should live long, looking like he does now. So the father never aged. The son aged. So the father was beating the son. You lazy good for nothing, go work. But until Avraham Avinu, nobody aged. So Yaakov Avinu, nobody was sick. Okay, so V'yadim Nefesh Chayo, as the uncle says, it means he actually became a talking, speaking spirit. Okay. Okay, now some of us, yeah, even Ezra says an interesting thing. What does it mean, Vayihi Adam leNefesh Chaya? He defines the pasuk differently. The Ibn Ezra says, Nefesh Chaya means, normally, when a newborn baby, a human, is born, they're, like we said, helpless. Adam Arishim, when God created him, was able to get up and walk like animals do. When an animal is born, they right away get to start walking. A human can't. So the Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean over here in the pasuk? Hashem made him alive. Why is he repeating it? So he says, it means that now Adam and Eve was like an animal, was able to get up and go. And as we learned before, by the way, that Adam and Eve and Chava, by the way, were born, like everything else in creation, were born full grown. The Medrash says, Adam and Eve and Chava, the day they were created, were like 20-year-olds, meaning fully developed. 20-year-olds, fully developed. Okay. Okay. Now, what did Hashem do with this? Ve'yit Hashem Elokim. Now, Hashem needed a home for Adam and Eve. Okay? If we put him in the world, it's too big. So Hashem made Gan Eden. But he didn't make Gan Eden. It's two different things. Gan and Eden. Okay? Ve'yit Hashem Elokim Pasuk Ches. Ve'yit Hashem Elokim. Hashem planted a garden in Eden. That means there was a place called Eden. Right? And God made a Gan in Eden. That's the simple meaning of the Pasuk, by the way. Now we say Gan Eden is the same thing. But the beginning of creation, the Pasuk clearly says not like that. Gan Eden was Vayit Hashem Lekim Gan Be'eden. Hashem created a Gan in Eden. Where Mikedem? So the way Rashi learns, on the eastern side of the Eden, Hashem planted the Gan. Kedem in Hebrew is east. It's not only a wine company. Kedem is east. So Rashi says, "B'mizrachah shel Eden," on the east side of the Eden, he made a Gan. Okay? So he says, this goes into the whole creation. Okay, so there was two distinct things.
Physical place.
Huh? Right now, in creation, Gan Eden was a physical place. The Mefarshim clearly say nobody knows where it is. No, it says clearly that nobody.
Gan Eden, Jerusalem.
Huh?
Gan Eden, Jerusalem.
Some people say it's Hawaii. Some people say it's Hawaii.
There is another pasuk says, "V'nahar yatsa me'eden la'ashkot et hagan u'misham yipared l'arba arashim."
Yeah, we're coming to that pasukim now, but he's not there yet. Some people now being up in the Medrash Nigdash, Shmuel ben Nachman said, "You might think mikada means before creation." He says, "No." It means, what's Kedem also means not only east, it means before. What it means before, it can't say before creation. It means before Adam. And he says, the Medrash says like this, Gan Eden was created on the third day, and Adam Ish was created on the sixth day. So when it says, Ve'yit Hashem Lekim Gan Be'edem Mikedem, mean before Adam Ish was created on the sixth day, on the third day already Hashem created Gan in Eden. Now, what do you mean God planted? So Mefarshim say that God planted distinctly everything where it went. This Gan Eden was, now after the sin, by the way, nobody knows where it is. I don't know what it said. But Lapel, nobody knows on the earth where Gan Eden is. But now, after the sin, the question is, did Gan Eden leave the world? The physical world and only become spiritual, or was there a spiritual Gan Eden also? Now Gan Eden is the spiritual level where the world, where the neshamas exist. Right? There's neshamas in Gan Eden. But the question is, what happened at the beginning? So physically, Hashem put him in the physical Gan Eden. Okay, a place, a place on earth whose exact location is unknown to any human being. Where does Gan Eden is? Does it still exist today? It's a question, different opinions, whether Hashem, after the sin, just took it spiritually, and there isn't anymore. There's still a Gan Eden here somewhere. But nobody knows where it is, that's for sure. Okay. Vayasim Sham, to finish the Pasuk. Huh? There are different levels of, but one thing is for sure, by the way, later on there's a Pasuk, when we get there we'll talk more about it. V'nohar yeitze me'eden lahashke sesagan. A river came out of Eden to water the gan, to water the garden. That means there's three levels up there. There's Eden, and then a river came from Eden. That's clearly a sin deposit. Unar yaitim Eden, the river left Eden to water the gan. So there's a level of gan, there's a level of Eden, and today it's all together, but then it was completely different. Okay, what did he do? Vayasim sham es ha'adam asher yatzer. And he put into Gan Eden where he should live. Which means, by the way, Adam Rishon was not created in Gan Eden. Right? The Radak says, if Hashem put him into Gan Eden, that means he wasn't born in Gan Eden. He was born wherever, from all four corners of the world. Vayasim sham. Okay, now, why didn't God put Adam Rishon, why didn't God create Adam Rishon in Gan Eden? Because if Adam Rishon would be born in Gan Eden, he would think the whole world is Gan Eden. He would think the whole world is Gan Eden. And therefore, Hashem showed him what the world really is. Thorns, dangerous things, this, that, a desert. And then he put him to Gan Eden to show this is what humans are all about, what the purpose of Eden are. And by the way, when it says Vayasim Sham as Ha'adam, it should have said Vayasim Sham as Adam. The Adam means mankind, meaning not only Adam Rishon himself. God put a person in Gan Eden, created him, puts him in Gan Eden, and then he says, "Get moving." Okay, we're going to leave it there. Now it says Hashem planted Gan Eden, the trees, and Tom Nati from the tree. Now he goes into the whole...